Hey, Mike.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Steve. Can you hear me?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Yep.
We're doing well. Yeah. How about yourself? How's everything coming along?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. It's been, you know, our fiscal year end is December, so we scrambled to get everything done. So, but it's good.
Okay, must be busy time, so we'll try and make this quick for you. We received your email, and you mentioned that you'd be available today, so we took the liberty and, you know, we decided to give you a call to follow through on your meeting with your team. So how was it? I mean, I think you mentioned that the team approved the idea that we documented in the email and that we discussed last time, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
They pretty much liked everything. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. You go ahead. I want to hear what the team says. Yeah.
They liked everything. The IP address. They liked the fact that it had a set pricing based on our economic analysis that they could adjust the prices before the final PO. They think it'll make their job a lot easier, actually, and force some of the good conversations that we need to have with our suppliers.
Through the chat messaging, the chat system that's going to be built into the application, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, great. So I think now the next step from here is to, you know, kind of do a more detailed, a level of effort and scope of work for everything that has been decided so far. There are no changes to what we initially documented, right? I mean, do you have anything that you'd like for us to, take care of in the scoping phase? Anything that you'd like to add on or anything you'd like to do differently?
There's a lot of internal stuff that we've discussed, but nothing that would be, nothing that would be back to you guys.
Okay, cool. Okay. So, we
I'm going through my notes right here, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, one question. This is the one I was looking for. So sorry. Okay, so let's say our supplier is using our app,
mm-hmm.
and a supplier of theirs. So it's kind of like a pyramid, and the material flows up and it flows up to IRT. If our supplier has a supplier that sends him a picture, will they be able to download that picture into the app or upload that into the app and determine what that is and send that back to their supplier?
Well, we don't have a tier for a supplier for the suppliers at this point. I mean, but we could always build something, on top of the
right.
of what we've discussed. I think this part would be covered offline. I don't see the need of it on the application unless you say you'd need this on the application, because the application is supposed to be a bridge between your buying team and the supply team. Right now, the suppliers. And their suppliers are totally
right.
external to your organization, if I understand this correctly. Is that right?
Right. And they could, so they could take a picture and save it to their photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then would, yeah, okay. I get what you're saying.
So the supplier sends them a picture. The supplier looks at it. They take an essay from your application or from your robot. And then if they want to send it back to the supplier, their supplier, they do it offline via email or whatever their mode of communication is. But whenever they want to upload it to the system, to your system, like to get an essay or to create, an order on the board, on the, the load board you're going to create, that's where the journey on the application would begin.
Right. Okay. Got it. Yeah, and the categories are also similar. It forces the education and it forces the conversation. So that's what we want. So.
Right, and that was, like I said, I mean,
okay.
A lot of
Perfect.
People may not want to upload, the load at that very moment. They may just want to get an essay to see how much you guys offer, right? so that they can get back to their supplier and they can, you know, probably relay the details or make up their own mind before, at a future date, they upload, you know, their load on your application. So it's going to serve both the purposes, to get an SA or to get an estimated price, and to be able to, you know, get the information to your buying team as well. So it's going to be shooting two birds with one arrow.
Sure. Perfect. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. I'm dropping you guys.
Now, well, this is that is the purpose of the call today. So I just want to make sure we answer any questions your team has, any queries you guys have before we get to the scoping phase. So take your time, look at your notes, and, you know, shoot your questions at us.
Oh, I thought you were I was losing. I couldn't hear you. I don't have any other questions than that. I mean, it's pretty it's laid out perfect. It's exactly what we're looking for. So
okay, then perfect.
If you want to continue with the scope of work, and then we can move forward.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a couple things we wanted to confirm before we, you know, get to the scope of work internally. We should hopefully start tomorrow, and we should be able to submit this to you probably before the end of the week. If not, then Monday latest, right, next Monday. So before we get to that, a couple of things we had to confirm. One of them, I think the most important, is going to be the integration we have to do with the robot. You mentioned that you could send us some pictures. I think that more than the pictures, we'd like to look at the software's architecture of what the software is essentially your robot is actually built on. I mean, what kind of database is it utilizing, and whether what kind of framework is it using to run the whole system, so that we know what kind of integration we're expecting. So I think you offered to send the pictures. Are we in a position now where you could, you know, share the access to the robot as well?
We're building the. So what my thought process was to use the robot to create the categories, have the pictures that you can upload, and keep the technology separate so that you can access those categories and pick from them with the pictures.
Right, but the essay is going to be through your robot, right? So there's, because I don't see a point of mirroring the whole essay system into your application. So just how we discussed it last time, or just how
no.
I offered, sorry.
So we will have the pictures uploaded in the files of each category for you. So there'll be, there's 50 categories, so there'll be how many pictures per category, roughly,
1,300, I think, yeah.
Yeah, per category.
Yeah.
Many of the same boards, just different characteristics. So. So, our engineers on this they're using it combined the deep learning software, facial recognition software, and high definition software to recognize the characteristics of the board. So we will have those categories set.
Right. Okay. Right. That's something to clear on. So I understand what that means. However, when you have to fetch that information on the application, we need to link it some way, we need to bridge it some way to the database of the robot, right? Where the information is actually housed. right? So that's where the connection comes in, or that's where the integration comes in.
Okay.
So even if we don't get
along, right, I'll have to. You'll be able to use that information. Okay, so I have to talk with the Scott, my plant manager, he's running with the engineers on that, so I'll have to run that past him to make sure that we can connect and do that.
Right. I mean, there are two ways to go about it, right? Either you you connect us with them, or you give us the information, say about the architecture or the framework, especially the database that's used on the robot. Or if you guys want to keep that for later, after you guys see some structure for the application coming along, we could do that as well. So for the time being, we leave that in the air, right? And we not include that in the scope of work as well, right? Now, when we've done the UI design, for example, of the application, and by the time you've done the initial structure development of the application, and you guys start to see how the application is actually going to look and feel and function, then we can come to where we can discuss the integration as well, and we could keep that separate from the current scope of the project. We could add that as an enhancement, or let's say a phase two on the application while we're still completing the first phase.
Got it. Okay. Yes.
Right, and that probably should be easier for yourselves as well, because I think you guys are building it right now, and you probably need some time before you can give us a look of it and share the technology details as well. And I think that sounds fair. So, in order to get this going, we can keep this for later. And apart from that, we wanted to talk to you about the metallurgical department and the accounting team on how their interfaces of what you expect to have in their interfaces. Now, I do understand that, for example, for metallurgical department, you want them to have the capability to upload and edit the pictures and value of items, right? And that makes sense, that we could, again, bridge that to the database of the robot, because, like I said, there's going to be one central database that your team is building, and we're just going to fetch the information from that database, and the metallurgical department will be able to edit the details or edit the images right through the application's web interface into your, robot's database. So that's all that you need for the metallurgical department, right?
Or yep. It is, and internally, we are going to have a group of our buyers actually sign off on each individual assay from the lab. Our lab is built on being non-partial, so they don't get to even look at the circuit board when they test it. But if there's a mix-up or we can look at generations of different types of boards, and all of a sudden we'll look at and say, no, it was a mix-up in the lab, and then we rerun the test. So we're going to have a group of people sign off on it before the metallurgical lab uploads the material. And then at that point, that picture and that board will have to be uploaded through the robot for the high-definition camera.
Right, perfect. So all that...
And that's an internal issue at IRQ.
Okay. So, again, the metallurgical department is going to access the web panel of the, the app. Or you want the team behind the metallurgical department to be able to access the dashboard as well.
Yep. Once the team signs off on it, mm-hmm. the lab will upload the assays.
Okay, perfect. So that means the metallurgical department is going to have the access, because they upload the assays to the system, to the application. So. All right, so we'll do separate login and a separate user type for just the metallurgy team, and they will have the capability to upload the essays, be able to review them one final time, proofread them, whatever, and be able to put that into the system. So that's it for the metallurgical team, right?
Right.
Okay. And then how about the accounting team? You mentioned that they will be able to manage category assays, and they'll be able to manage category assays and values to ensure accurate pricing for suppliers. So that's, you know, they will have the access, they will be able to make the edits as well, and they will be able to sign off on them as well, like you mentioned, to ensure accurate pricing and suppliers. So that's all for the accounting team as well, right?
And in that accounting team, do we have a traceable a memory? If you say, like, if I've got five people on my accounting team, accountant number one made these changes on this day, that we could print out a log every 2 months or month every, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so more like a history and more like a log of all the changes made to any individual essay over a period of time, and who made the change and at what time and what date, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. That may, of course, you know, add something to the man hours and the legwork, but of course we're not there yet. We'll send you, mm-hmm. you know, detailed proposal, detailed scope of work. So that's going to include that as well. Steve, once again, I think I asked you this question last time as well. How soon are you guys looking to get started on this? I mean, are we just waiting on the scoping work to be completed before we can kick off, or do you have some other impeding external factors as well that are going to, ascertain when you guys want to start?
You know, we know that it's going to take at least another 9 months to get the robot completely working, but that doesn't mean we can't kick this off and get these pictures uploaded and get everything kind of ready. The learning process is, you know, it takes longer on the robot, so as we time it out, we can. It depends on what you guys think. You know, if we finish 90% of this and then wait for the robot to catch up, or we do it, you know, bit by bit, or however you'd like to do it, I'm okay with it.
So I think the
it needs
robot
to be done one way or another. So
right, mm-hmm. Okay. So the 9 months you're talking about for the robot, that's to build the function of the robot and not to add the pictures, the 6,500 pictures we have to add to it, right? So the robot structure and what it's supposed to do, that building that is going to take another 9 months from here, right?
Right. To get the robot to go from 80 categories or 80 characteristics per board to 150 characteristics per board, and to know all those different boards and how they interact with the categories, that's the program that they're working on right now.
Okay, right. Yeah, and I think in that case we could just the app is not going to have to wait on when the categories are completed. I think what we could do is, as long as the structure is in the works and you guys, you know, you've already started building the robot like you mentioned, I think the app could be started at any time now, and we could integrate the database as it is, like while you guys are making changes to it. And when you add more pictures to it, just like in the future, you know, it is going to pick up the extra essays and extra categories that are added over time. So that's not going to be a problem, and it's going to update real time, after it's connected to the mobile application. So
that sounds good, you know. And you know, when I think about it, three categories that we have probably make up 55% of our boards. So we could start with those and then work our way in. You know what I mean?
Right. And how far are they? I mean, the three categories you're talking about that makes up 55%. How many months are we into that right now?
What is it, December? We've been working on this since September, August or September. So we're building it. I think we have over 3,000 boards in the system right now. And now they're back. They're going through the files. They're running the mock programs and working it. So.
Well, I think that sounds good. I mean, if you have like 3,000 boards already in there, then I think the system is in place. And, you know, like I said, after 6,500 are done, you'll still add more essays and more boards to the system, right? So that's just going to be updates over time in real time, like I mentioned. And I think, like I said, I think that does not sound like something we'd have to wait on before we can kick off the application. The application itself, of course, is going to take about 24 weeks as well. That's about, you know, five and a half months. So we have that kind of time as well that we, you know, during this time as well, you know, of course, you guys would make progress on the robot. And by the time we complete the application, I think the robot would be a more, it would be in a much better shape. And we'd be able to tie them together to, you know, kind of pull the whole system, you know, uniformly from one point, from point A to point B.
I agree.
Right, Steve? So I think we don't sure. have to. There's no impediments unless there's something else that you'd like for us to take a note of. If the robot is the only thing, then I think you guys are, you know, you guys have made it so far that we can start on the application as soon as we've done the scoping, right? So that said, I think if you want to discuss the terms on the project and, you know, the timeline, the payments, whatever that is, we could get to that now. I mean, now we are in a situation where we could get to that as well, because sooner, you know, hopefully soon, we'll be sending you, you know, as soon as the scope of work is finalized, once we send that over to you and you review it, the next thing you're going to get from our side is going to be the engagement document that's going to have the terms for the project, right? So do you have any special requirements? Do you have any special conditions with this project as far as the terms are concerned?
I don't. I think we're covering everything that we're needing with this. So.
All right, then, perfect. And I think if we still have some time, so, you know, once we share the next document with you, if then any questions come up, we will be, I think, a lot more frequently connected during the finalization stage of the scope. So, you know, we can go through the questions then. If you have your team that you'd like to connect us with them as well, like, I mean, have a conference call or something, even that's doable the next time around once we speak again. You can have a couple of people from your team as well. If they have any questions, they'd like to pick our brain or something, we could do that as well. Now, coming to, I think we gave you an estimate last time. We're looking at somewhere, you know, with a couple of additions that we discussed today, you know, with the accounting team and everything. I think we would be looking at somewhere about, I think it's not going to be a lot, there's not a lot of difference. 55,000 is what we're looking at. Probably, I mean, once we sit down with the team, this might touch, you know, somewhere near 60, but we will give you, of course, an exact quote, and this is going to be a fixed price project. And usually what we do is, you know, we have a milestone system whereby we charge a 30% upfront. That's a kickoff payment. And then after that, we divide, you know, the rest of the payment into three equal parts, or, you know, say three milestones that you could pay as you see the work. So we'll set those milestones pre-hand before we sign the contract. And once you're okay with that, you know, once we start the process, then at each stage, once we show you the work, you approve it, that's when the next payment comes in. So you're good with that, right? I mean, I think we've already discussed that as well.
Yeah, I think that's fine. And once, like I say, once I will hand this off to a team of three people, our quality control, our plant manager, and our head buyer. And we will meet internally, and then they'll make sure as we're working through the, you know, they will agree to the scope of work before we move forward, and then we'll move forward to lab access, more access than just me. So it'll help you guys along quicker. You won't be waiting on us for any information. So.
All right, perfect then. I think that sounds like a plan. So I think we're in the right direction. Let us get to the scope of work, and we shall schedule. I think let's try and shoot for sometime, if not tomorrow, then sometime Monday or Tuesday, and we can gather on another call, and by that time we'd have the scope to discuss, and we'd have to, you know, we could review the scope and, you know, take it from there. All right?
That sounds great. Yep. No, perfect.
All right then, Steve. I think that's it from our side. Anything else before we let you go for the weekend? Anything that you'd like to discuss?
No, I think we're good. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. I think it's you've been spot on. So we'll, you know, let's keep moving forward. It's going to be messy, but it'll be fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sure will be, but you will be, you know, you'll find it fun. I mean, yeah, the process is good. You love the team. It's all humble, good people here, and we're pretty much flexible with, you know, with different team styles, with different ways of working as well. So, you know, you'll enjoy the process. All right.
That's great. No, I am looking forward to it, and this will change the industry. So we enjoy that. You know, we're not, you know, we're a different company. So this always helps the interaction. So good.
For sure. And I think your competitors, we've not done a lot of research in your competitors at this time, but we do that as part of our post onboarding procedure, where we conduct the initial discovery after we onboard you. So I think if you're amongst your competitors as well, this is going to be something, you know, I think that it's going to be a new, it's going to change the landscape of your industry and how the essays and everything work within your industry at this time. Am I correct, or do you have a competitor who has
one? You know, we're one of the only electronic scrap recycling companies that runs fire assays on our own material. But that being said, I'm still going to patent this app and the process for what we're doing and tie it into the robot itself, since we've gotten that patented. I think it will. I think other people are going to try to duplicate what we're doing here, but we're so far ahead of it because we've been doing these fire assays for so many years. You know, there's a 6-day process to get the assays on one individual board.
Wow.
So we're ahead of it, and we're finally ready to put it to use in a larger format than just our internal. So yeah, it'll be good.
Lovely. Yeah, and that's exactly what I was about to suggest as well. I mean, it's a patentable technology. You could get a patent on it, and then in the future you could become the distributor for the software as well. I mean, you could white label it when, you know, if you feel like the industry is starting to catch up, and they might do it one way or the other, or they might try and replicate it one way or the other, say build their own system or try and get one from you. You could, you know, offer the product as a white label for sale as well.
Right, which would be great.
Right, Steve, so I think it all sounds exciting, and I, you know, we equally look forward to working with you. The team is pretty excited about this, this whole software and everything, because to be honest, we're working on something different as well, right? I mean, we've done mostly all parts of what your application includes. We've done that, you know, before for some other application. But I think overall, it's a great idea, and it's something unique that we get to work on as well. And I can tell you that the team is, you know, pretty much hyped up as well to have you on board and then start working on it. So that's it. I'll let you go for today. I think it's the end of the day for you as well. And we shall get back to you sometime next week then. All right.
Perfect. That sounds great. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy the evening.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
You as well. Bye now.